Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are continuing in the book of Mark in chapter 14, verses 53 through 65, and this is in the New English Translation, the NET Bible. It says this: "Then they led Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests and elders and experts in the law came together. And Peter had followed him from a distance up to the high priest's courtyard. He was sitting with the guards and warming himself by the fire. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they did not find anything. Many gave false testimony against him, but their testimony did not agree. Some stood up and gave this false testimony against him: 'We heard him say, I will destroy this temple made with hands, and in 3 days build another not made with hands.' Yet even on this point, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, 'Have you no answer? What is this that they are testifying against you?' But he was silent and did not answer. Again, the high priest questioned him, 'Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?' 'I am,' said Jesus. 'And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven.' Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, 'Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What is your verdict?' They all condemned him as deserving death. Then some people began to spit on him and to blindfold him and to strike him with their fists, saying, 'Prophesy!' The guards also took him and beat him." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, there's really not enough words in the world to say thank you for what you endured on the cross, but even this whole narrative of what you went through prior to that was so upsetting. People just flat out lied about you. You were constantly misunderstood on earth, but in this particular case, it just is so very clear. And the chief priests and the elders and the experts of the law were hell-bent on putting you to death. They delivered you up because of jealousy, and now they wanted to kill you, and they were just waiting for you to have a misstep. And you never did have a misstep. You simply said, "I am." You proclaimed who you were and your deity, because only the Son of Man can sit at the right hand of the throne of the Father. Only the Son of Man and the Son of God can come with the clouds of heaven, and we will see you there in the future. Lord, you endured that kind of verbal harassment, and you have also endured people spitting upon you, blindfolding you, striking you, mocking you, people beating you. And I wish that that didn't have to happen. And I love you so much, Jesus, and I'm so grateful for you taking that for me. Lord, I pray for those who can relate a little bit on a small level of other people harming them, other people speaking lies against them. Lord, help us in those kinds of circumstances to either admit the truth plainly or to say nothing at all. You are the great defender of our reputations. You are the one who holds our reputation in your beautiful hands, Lord. We do not have to try to protest too much. We do not have to try to defend ourselves. Sometimes silence is the best weapon against the lies of the enemy. Lord, help us to endure and find joy in the midst of difficult times. And that feels like a really hard thing to ask, but Lord, your spirit within us will give us the power to do that, and we trust in you right now. Lord, I pray for my friends who are battling cancer, who are afraid and worried about what the future may hold. May they place their hope in the life and death and resurrection of you today. This is not all there is to life, and I thank you for that. This is not all there is. Everything we see, the pride of life and money and possessions and perfect this and perfect that. Lord, no, it is to take up our cross and follow you to the ends of the earth, and we want to do that because we love you. Hear our cry today. Hear our longing for obedience and accept it as our spiritual service of worship. We worship you, Jesus. I pray this in your name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. It's been such a privilege to pray for you, and I'm humbled and blessed that you would even take the time to listen. If you'd like to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a couple different levels there you can support the podcast at. At the $20 level, you get a free podcast from me that goes nowhere else, just to those $20 and up patrons. So thank you ahead of time to all of you who have supported, and that just helps keep this show on the air with engineers aplenty. So thanks, and have a great day.